Have they got a number in golf, Gowie?
Yeah.
What's your number?
Well, there's no number, really. It's the lowest number you can possibly shoot. And there's no chance of me ever getting a tattoo. That you'd have to go through pain, and golfers are soft. We can't go through pain.
I wouldn't get a tattoo either. Hey, tattoos are not my go.
Tiger Woods, mate. He's down under. Saw him play with a couple of kids down there at Royal Melbourne, which was a highlight
Big
that would
thrill
be for
them.
Those two kids. But he'll. Do you think he'll make that USA team, which means he won't be able to be captain?
Well, no, that's incorrect. He can still be captain. Okay, he can actually. Harl Irwin did it actually in the first year for the American.
Yeah, but
captain of the side.
But you know. Is it preferable? Would you rather have someone else as the captain if you're a player?
No, not really. I think they do it all. They've got captain's assistants and assistants of captains and captain's captain assistants. And you go on, there's plenty of them there to help out with plenty of depth, like Jim Furyk and Steve Stricker, you name it. There's a plethora of players there that can help him on. It'll all do with his body. I'm interested to see how he's going to manage his body going into next year because his program, when he's done, he jumps in an ice bath and it's more about his recovery than anything else because it actually puts a lot of strain on his back and his body these days. And he's aging. Keep that in mind. Like, he's 43 years of age now. So I think he'll make the side. I actually think he'll make it off. He'll only play 16 events this year. He'll play the four majors and he'll play the WGC event. So, you know, it's a small schedule, so I think you'll be able to do that and then come to Melbourne. But awesome to have him in Melbourne. Ernie was here 2 weeks ago. He did a bit of a commentary there for the World Cup, and I think it'll be one of our it'll be our biggest event next year, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to the President's Cup next year down there in Melbourne in December. Talking about the body holding up though, Gowie, what's this about the longest day in golf?
Yeah, well, I put myself in for it. I'm an ambassador for the Cancer Council, which I've told you guys about. I think it's a pretty important one to be an ambassador of. There's a lot of people out playing golf need to take care of your skin. But the longest day in golf, 72 holes. We tee off in the morning at 5:32. Don't finish until dark. But I'm taking three guys along with me, George Gregan, Brayden Astor, and Stephen Menzies, and we're raising money for the Cancer Council to awareness in golfers. So, we're out at Terry Hills on the 17th of December. We're worried about Braith, actually. He's put on a bit of tub, and the chafe could be happening after about 18.
What time does it start?
Well, we're off at 5:32. The sun is supposed to be coming up at that time.
Right.
And, we'll be out doing it the best we can. And we're going to film it for the golf show, for Fox Sports. And because we'll walk on the first tee, and we'll be all mates. By the 71st hole, I think we'll be throwing darts at each other.
Absolutely.
How long do you reckon that'll go for, Gowie?
That'll go for, all day. What's that, 12 hours?
Yeah, so
sunlight is up, it'll take us that. We've got to be around in about 3 hours and 30 minutes. So I've told Braith just to take 3 wood off the off the tee, because if he takes driver, it goes a bit wide. George is pretty straight, and Menzies will just plot it around, a bit like how he played rugby league.
So you're walking or carts?
Definitely walking.
Definitely walking. Right,
So 32Ks, probably closer to 40Ks by the time you walk in between holes and all that sort of stuff. Yep. So, you can go to the longestdayingolf.org if you want to help out to see if we're actually going to do a bit like a walkathon.
Yeah, I get crooked back after 9 holes playing golf.
God, Loz.
I do. And I lose interest after 9 holes.
We can get involved. We'll keep reminding people too. Longestdayingolf.org. Now, web.com tour school, mate. These blokes are playing for their livelihood.
Oh, they certainly are. And we've only got 3 Aussies in there. We've got Minwoo Lee, Brett Coletta, and Jamie Arnold. The top 25, so if you go on the PGA Tour website and have a look, only the top 25 get full cards to play on the web.com. And the web.com, that's your road to the US Tour. So, Minwoo Lee, obviously Minji Lee's brother, and his first year as a pro, 20 years of age, and he's now turned pro. I think we'll see big and better things for him. He thrives under pressure, and I think he'll get through. The other two, I'm not quite sure how they're playing. Jamie played all right in the Australian Open this year, but has been trying his luck over there. Keep in mind, Cameron Champ, who just won a tournament on the US Tour, finished tied 16th last year and then went on to win. So hopefully one of our guys can definitely do it.
Cameron Smith did really well in the Australian PGA the other day, Gow. He just showed he's got good mental strength and good composure after losing his way early, and then Leishman getting in front by a couple of shots, and then to come back and win that tournament was a great result for him.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, but I think it was the sign of the caddy was the best, was Pinger, who's a New Zealander, actually. He mapped him, you know, he basically rode him the whole way around and said, mate, you've got to do this, you've got to go there. Because as a golfer, you lose your way, and especially when the pressure is put on. And Pinger done an unbelievable job as a caddy and basically mapped him around the back nine there and took over Leishman. And poor Leish can't win a tournament when he comes back down here. So he's feeling pretty bad about not winning one. So, but Cam Smith, he's just getting better and better. Now top 30 in the world, you know, fair chance he'll be top 20 by the middle of next year.
Gary, this is one of these funny events at this time of year, the QBE shootout. Who's going to win?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is funny money without a doubt. There's not many players in there. I like Kevin Kisner and that Cameron Champ. Yeah, Cameron Champ hits at 330 yards and Kisner just hits it up the middle. But I think the interesting one, there's a bunch of good players playing, is Kevin Na and Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau, who take forever to play the game. So, you know, they could have to have their own group because they take forever to play. So, but it's, you know, it's funny money. They don't come back to the US Tour until January 3 to 6 at Kapalua.
And you got beat last week too. So call now, 13-53-53. Call now quickly. And who's going to beat Kevin Kisner and Cam Champ? If you want to win a $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf, because remember last week you went for Lucas Herbert, and then our listener also went for Lucas Herbert. Then we forced him to change. Poor old Lucas, he was gone on about Thursday morning.
Yeah, the BSB curse.
Eight over, but he'd come back. It's a good sign of a good player. He had 79 or 80, I think he had, and then he come back with a 69 the second day. So don't worry, your listeners remind me who I tipped, by the way.
Yeah, they always do. Yep.
Just while you get that caller in, good news in the Champions Tour last week was the tour school. We had Lonard and Michael Long and Stephen Lenny all buying for cards. Keep in mind, there's 80 guys and only four cards for that Champions Tour. And Stephen Linney finished tied fourth and won in the playoff, in a four-way playoff. So the Western Australian got his way through. But Long and Lonard, they'll be packing shelves next year.
Yeah. I think he's going a little bit better than that. Good on you, Gowie.